That's what we're looking for.
You know, they kind of, I don't think Ass was, he's being nice, I'll put it that way.
Okay, but,
but as far as of us as a district voting to do it or signing something to do it, no, we have not done that.
Okay, so at no period of time then has anyone actually signed an agreement or produced a signed agreement or a negotiated agreement to your knowledge then?
Not to my knowledge, but now we have paid it. And, of course I'm being recorded. You hate to say it, but it's kind of payment under coercion, you know? And he did, in all honesty, the old fifth court did give some money to the district at that time. But not the amount of money that was being borrowed.
So I guess to reiterate what you previously said, that at the time the money was initially given, it was just described that it would be, they were going to receive a grant, so they were going to give you some portion of the funds, and there was no obligation to pay back, and that they only asked you to pay back once they essentially ran into fiscal problems.
Now that's just about the nuts and the bolts of it. It was the other administration said, you know, we're getting this grant money, we're going to give you this to, you know, help a little bit here. You're not under any obligation. It's a grant that that they're working on. They're going, they were so assured they was getting this money. And then whatever happened with them, I don't know.
Was it the full fiscal court or just the county judge executive talking with Mr. Halbert?
I have no knowledge. I wasn't present, so I don't know if they met as a group or individually. I don't know. I wasn't present with any of those negotiations.
Do you know anything?
And to my knowledge, none of the water commissioners were.
Do you know anything about a master lease agreement that was originally entered into by the district, the fiscal court, and what was that?
U.S. Filter.
U.S. Filter.
I think
I'm not understanding your question.
We found some, I think they were in the fiscal court minutes or the resolutions that indicate there was some sort of bond or note agreement between a company called U.S. Filter and Southern Water District in Floyd County, where Floyd County and Southern Water were both liable or both required to pay back on the note that was, I guess, held by this U.S. Filter Corporation. I think that's, if I'm describing it
correctly. Now, I don't understand that to be that way. I don't know of any obligation the water district made with anybody to pay this note back.
Okay. To your knowledge, who owns the infrastructure, the pipes and the booster station and all that, that the money was used to build and pay for?
Southern Water.
Does Floyd County have any ownership interest in that?
No.
Okay.
Are there any liens filed by either Floyd County or Southern Water on the pipes and the pumping station, the booster, any of that?
Liens?
Yeah, like UCC-1 or any kind of a financing statement or anything like that that would secure that property for Southern Water?
Well, if I answer this right, most of the money that Southern Water has borrowed has been through KIA grants or rural water. That's who we do our money bargaining with, is agents.
So they would have any liens, though. Floyd County doesn't have any, to your knowledge.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
What is your expectation? Do you have any knowledge or expectation that Southern Water will be required to pay this payment for the duration of the bonds? I mean, is there any condition that would alleviate Southern's duty to continue paying?
Well, if you all tell us to pay it, we're going to pay it. But if you say we're not liable, then we're not going to pay it.
Okay. But
that's an argument that, you know, we're kind of, I'll be honest with you, that is a heated discussion between the magistrates and us. You know,
okay.
They talk pretty mean in their physical court meetings, you know, that, and, you know, and I say, I've always had the contention that we never borrowed it. We don't owe it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had paid it because they summoned us down there like stepchildren. But like the county attorney has said in his own meetings, this bond does not say Floyd Fiscal Court and Southern Water. It says Floyd Fiscal Court and whoever they borrowed their money from. I don't know who their lending
Have you seen the actual bond agreement that they're using or looking to require the payment?
No.
They haven't produced that for you?
Well, no, I'm just quoting the county attorney in a public meeting. He said the bond says Floyd Fiscal Court, and I thought it was somebody, a bank in New York. I don't know.
Okay.
But he himself in open meeting said it does not say Southern Water.
Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. This fight's been going on probably 2 years up here in their meetings.
Okay.
And he said if they don't pay it, we are obligated to pay it. You know, and it's really put us in a financial situation to where it's really hurt the company because, you know, we will have to have an adjustment on the rate higher if you all think we should pay it, then that's what the board will vote to do. We're not, then we're not.
First time you paid a payment, the very first one, what made you go ahead and pay that payment then? Did somebody tell you to pay it, or did you see something in writing that says you were obligated to?
They told, to be nice, we were told to pay it.
By whom?
Well, at that time, Hubert was chair, so I'm sure, I don't know exactly who the initial person was, and I don't want to say, but we were told we had to, there was some form of something that we said, well, all right. So we paid $100,000, and I think we've done it probably a couple years, if not three. So who's actually told it, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so you didn't receive anything in writing saying, to your knowledge, you haven't received any, like a letter or anything that says you owe this amount, you must pay it?
No, I don't think so.
And you don't know. You don't know of any written agreement whatsoever between Floyd County.
No, I do not know of any written agreement.
What do you recall? Under which judge did the county first start asking for the payment? Was it Judge Marshall or Judge Thompson? Do you recall?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
You know, I've been on there for a few years, but I'm Hubert was chair at that time, so he probably attended more meetings than I did as far as all this discussion back and forth. So I'm afraid to say because I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. I'd have to ask, and we don't want to do that at this point. I'd have to ask, Doc. I'm just not 100% sure, and I don't want to say when I'm not positive.
Is Paul Hunt Thompson still alive?
Yes, he is.
Do you have any way of us contacting him? A phone
not
number?
Me, but if we're not on record, I might can tell you where to find him.
I don't think we're recording right now.
I think you might could call Greg Stumbo and find him. He's in and out of Greg's office a lot.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down.
To my knowledge, I do not have conversations with him.
I know you've said that you don't believe there was ever any written agreement for the payment. Has, to your knowledge, there ever been a verbal agreement from the water district to make the payment? I know you've indicated that the water district has felt pressured to pay. But have they ever verbally agreed to the payment aside from rendering the payment?
I don't think we have. I think we, when we, it comes time and they start asking us for it, it's like an old sore subject that comes up, and everybody, you know, and we holler, we don't know this, we don't know this, and it's an argument back and forth, and then we end up making a payment to them, and they keep. I'm trying to be nice and not end up in some kind of court case.
I understand.
But we're being told by coercion is how I like to say it, you know, and I don't want to hold nobody to fault for that. It's just, I don't understand how it got to this. I don't understand. I'm sure at one time it may have been a great ideal between U.S. Fielder, that's who it was. They've changed the Viola and whoever. It may have been a great idea at one time, but it went sour somehow between whatever they were working on with the fiscal court. And then, and even to my knowledge now, and all the conversations back and forth, is all that money wasn't used at one place. So I never could understand how we always got held to the gun.
So to your knowledge then, did the district... did it or did it not receive a check from the county for roughly $2.5 million at that one time?
Lord, no.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Is that the amount of the note?
Well, our records, we're looking at a case that we had in 2002. It's our case number 2002-00166. It indicates that Southern Water was going to finance a large project with roughly $2.5 million grant from Rural Development, a loan from Rural Development, about $1 million in grants from Rural Development, and then the county was going to provide a contribution in the amount of $2,474,000. So I guess my question is, did you ever receive that, a check or a payment of any sort from the county for roughly $2.4 million?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd have to go down there and look at the books. You know, I'm here 40 minutes away from them and trying to pick my brain that far back.
Do you have any idea then if Southern's going to be required to keep making these payments? Roughly how much the county has contributed and how much Southern will be required to essentially pay back then, if there's any?
Well, that's the whole thing we've argued about. How much did we use and how much did they use, you know? We've never had a good answer to that.
Okay.
That's a good question.
So you're saying that the grant money that they received or borrowed or whatever, that you didn't get the full amount of that, so you shouldn't be liable for that full amount. Is that what you're saying?
Now, that's what I say off the record.
Okay.
We never got all that. We didn't use all that. It was used on other projects with other utilities within our county.
Not Southern Water, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're saying it was used for other projects by other things, not connected with the water system.
It was not a total loan, even though the county judge said it was. My tongue fell out, probably. You know what I'm saying? When you sit and hear people say all this, you think, well, where have I been at during all this? It's just like, that ain't happened, or it's not the way it is.
Well, now, which county judge was that?
Paul Hunt Thompson.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Because he came back to fiscal court one day and stood there, and he said, all I've heard is about this water loan, and I want you to know, he mentioned he done Abner. Abner wasn't done with that money. Abner was done a year before that money was borrowed, you know?
So
he mentioned that. So everything that was said, he may have got mixed up, you know. I don't know. I don't know what his thoughts were that day. But I thought, well, that's just, you know. Then one of the utility guys at Pressenburg said that the county had helped them do an interconnection with Magoffin County. That way, if they run out of water, they could pump it here and pump it, you know. So No, we didn't get all that money. That's all I'm going to say, you know. The board will do whatever y'all direct us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
I think it's one big mess between past administrations and public and the present administration, and we're kind of over to the side, and I don't know if we're easy blamed or easy picked on or what the word is we want to say, but come to Southern, come to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have they ever told you what would happen if you didn't pay the payment?
Well,
aside from, you know, any newspaper or PR issues, have they told you there would be any, what the result of
well,
that would be?
Well, not on record. You know, they haven't gone on record other than, you know, they blast us ever physical court. It's mm-hmm. like we're incompetent, ignorant, and all that. But I'm sure we'd be, is this off record? I want to say this.
If
or my own record.
Hold on.